Welcome to More Civil Societies with Eva Cox.
I want to talk a bit more about trust and democracy because I've really been trying to think through how do you actually create trust, and I think maybe we're going about it the wrong way. Tony Fitzgerald, who's the big anti-corruption person, and the Australia Institute just put out the results of a questionnaire they did on ethical behaviour, which they sent to all of the federal politicians. They sent out questionnaires to everybody and got less than 25% returns, which really raises the issue about A, questionnaires, and B, the whole process that we're trying to undertake. Because I'm not too sure that actually sending out questionnaires is going to actually stop people doing the wrong thing. And asking people questions which basically say, are you prepared to act honourably, fairly and solely in the public interest, to treat all citizens equally, etc., 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 is not necessarily going to guarantee that people do the right thing. So it would be nice if more people did answer the questionnaire. You can be deeply suspicious about the fact that people haven't answered the questionnaire, but is it really what the issue is? I want to think a bit more about how we're doing this, because there's a lot of this distrust stuff. You know, this is a push to set up a national ICAC, similar to the one we've had in New South Wales, and I'm not sure that New South Wales politicians are acting any more ethically than they were before we had the various ICACs. It's just that we actually find out more about what they've done wrong. And that's part of the process, that there's this sort of policing. And that's what we were talking about last week when we were talking about binding the politicians. Basically, you don't trust them to make judgments on your behalf. So therefore, you want to bind them to stick to something that you've devised. And that adds to that distrust culture. It adds to the idea that people cannot be trusted to do the right thing unless they are controlled and told what to do. And that's why I think we actually need to start thinking about it. Yes, we have a huge distrust of politicians, but we're talking about ways and means of controlling them, which in a sense almost builds further distrust. If you control somebody, it doesn't mean you trust them. It means that you're trying to police the fact that they're doing the right thing, rather than picking the people that you think are going to do the right thing and briefing them in a way about what you think the right thing is. So I come back to the fact that trust and distrust really are not issues of process. They're issues of content. If the politicians, the people in charge, are actually doing the right thing, or more or less doing the right thing, or trying to do the right thing, or generally trying to do the right thing, you're probably able to trust them or trust the system. If you don't think they're doing the right thing, the distrust drives a process of really distrusting them more rather than opening debate and good policies. So I think that we need to start thinking back on that idea of direct or representative democracies. We can't brief people on all the things that they have to do. We can't bind them perpetually on doing things that we've discussed and decided, because politics is much more complicated than that. We can give them general indications, but eventually we have to trust them to make the final judgments. And if they're not making the final judgments, maybe the material that they are being given, maybe the signals that they're being given about what the community wants, or the groups that are controlling them, are giving them the wrong signals. So it's the content that counts. And we have a serious problem about the sorts of content of what's happening politically. At the moment, if you read the papers, there's constant stories of what's going wrong. There's constant pushes to try and see whether we can find more scandals, whether we can bring more bad performance up in public. There's very little which says this is the sort of society we want to live in and this is the sort of work that you want to do. If politicians were making sensible decisions about the sorts of things that we thought were important, I think we would start building trust. Because the way that we've had the last 20-odd years of an overflow and overemphasis on the economic, a lack of interest in the social, a lack of interest in what makes societies work, we have built up distrust of the content of what politicians are talking about, but we haven't actually pushed on trying to change that. I think we have to think seriously about how we put the social back on the agenda, how we convince politicians that they are responsible for creating good societies. And then we have to trust them to some degree to make the decisions. We need to make sure that the politicians obey laws, and we need to make sure that there's an administrative and advisory structure which we can also, as citizens, lobby. Because if we're going to get good social policies or good policies generally, politicians need to get the best advice they can. And this doesn't necessarily come from binding them from their members. A democracy is about the demos. It's about the people. It's not about the individual groups that manage to control the politicians. Politicians are there to represent voters. The parties, I think, can advise them and encourage them to do things which is good for the voters and good for the country. But I'm becoming increasingly wary about controlling them, because when you start controlling them, then you get this idea of the mob. You get the people counting the numbers and the things, and then you get the disruption, then you get the undermining, and then you get people voting for dictators and authoritarian figures because the place has ended up as a mess. If we want to have a trustworthy political system, we have to work out what we want them to do and make sure they do good policy making rather than policing their actions.
Eva Cox is a well-known sociologist and public feminist commentator with a long involvement in advocacy for more civil societies.